The family of the late former president, Robert Mugabe, has made a decision that they would like to bury him in Zimba. And as the custom and policy, governments will follow their lead and is following their lead. They have now left, they've now gone to Zimba. The expectation is that burial will happen over the weekend sometime. I'm not sure exactly, possibly Saturday.
What's the role of the government in all this?
Well, government, as I said, the lead is with the family. Government will play a supportive role. When the body left, obvious government provided police escorts. There's an expectation that possibly the Paul Bearers will be the military as is normal, and security will be provided by government as well. But the whole burial will be led by the family.
And what will happen to the mausoleum?
Well, the work had started, but I hadn't gone too far to in order not to be stopped. So I'm not sure what the future plan would be, but I think it's another decision which has to be made. It wasn't complete. It wasn't anywhere near completion. So it's not a very big issue at this present moment. But there is a lot that can the foundation that was being laid can be used for.
Who was paying for it?
Government was paying for it, just like if government pays for all other institutions and all other graves that are made for national heroes. So government was paying for that. Because remember, this is just a burial place. So government pays for such. And it's almost like asking who paid for Tobogara's burial, who paid for the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo's burial. It's government. So government was paying.
Is the president going to attend the burial?
There is no current plan for the president to attend. This is almost a private burial, but with government support. So president is very unlikely to be attending. I will speak to him when he arrives back home from New York, but he is very unlikely to be attending since it's private. You know, when the president goes to anything, it stops being private.